Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at, I guess, episode 10, episode 2 of season 2 of The Mandalorian. And we're going to pick up with where the last episode left off at. Again, the Mandalorian's still protecting little baby Yoda, or
but the child.
The child is the official term for that. It's not baby Yoda. It is the child. He blew up the sandworm the last time. He's on the speeder bike. There's an ambush for him. He deals with the ambush. Someone gives him kind of a more or less a escort mission to do. If this was a video game. And he's escorting a frog. And little baby Yoda is very infatuated with the offspring, little eggs. He has a little thing for frogs. But we're going to go to the man that just want to let you know. The way he moved on bricks, it's like he's moving mountains on the street. Gangsta Mike, how'd you feel about episode 10 or episode 2 of season 2?
It was okay. Expectations were higher based on the way the first episode ended, thinking that maybe we'll get more into that and kind of seeing Boba Fett and more into that storyline. So I was actually disappointed when the second episode went the direction it went. So
yeah,
I don't think the episode was terrible, but I just feel like it's almost like a filler episode is the best way I can describe it. So I like the whole opening sequence before the credits. I thought that was cool. What he did with the jetpack and
yeah,
they showed that.
Yeah, that was innovative.
Yeah, and that was like a really good start. And then, like I said, just the way it went after that, I was like, that's it? Really? So,
all right.
That's where I'm at with it.
So we're going to go to the next person who loves the Mandos. I sent this person a Lego set of Mandos. Jay, how did you feel about, I guess, episode 1 and episode 2?
I loved episode 1 because, like you said, I'm a big fan of Mandalorians. Boba Fett, I lost it a little bit. Well, I ain't going to say a little bit, a lot. So that was great. This episode, I knew that they weren't going to continue off from that because that's something big. I mean, that's something really, really big. You don't want to just continue straight into the whole thing with Boba Fett, his armor and all that. That's something that's going to probably be built up prior to like the later in the season. Like you said, it was like a side mission, a game, an escort mission. All right, I get it. It's cool. It was just a filler episode, but I enjoyed it. It was just like, all right, let's go to episode 3, season 2 now. Let's see where this is going to go. We had episodes like that in season 1 as well. I mean, during the whole season, you're going to have filler episodes, and then it's going to build up to something and then build up to something else.
Before I say episodes, not like this, but I understand.
Yeah, but for some reason, I think that once, I guess, they get to their destination or wherever they need to go or whatever, it's going to somehow, some way lead up to something else and then go forward or whatever. Like I said, this is just a filler to the next step of the story.
All right, Matt.
I was genuinely excited for this episode considering how the last one ended. Like James felt that they weren't going to go that same route. And X-Wings, pleasure to see those and feel a little nostalgic about it. I saw the whole thing about escorting the frog. I'm like, oh, great. This is going to be a straight filler episode. This is going to be a filler episode. It's going to be one of those side missions on Knights of the Old Republic where you're like, did we really have to do that mission? Come to find out, you really didn't have to. This episode did not have to be shot unless there's supposed to be a better meaning. But honestly, everything that happened in this episode, they could have summed it up in like 2 minute, 3 minute dream rather than waste one of the 8 episodes we have for season 2 on what we saw. It was a blah episode. I'm hoping that episode 3 is a lot better than this because I don't know what it is with the storyline in this season. It was blah.
All right, Keith.
Didn't advance anything for the most part. I'm assuming this planet they're going to, stuff pops off and draw it out like that. But, you know, I've got faith that it'll pan out for the better. It was nice, a bit of nostalgia to see the X-Wing and kind of like the New Republic serving as the cops of the area. The Mandalorian's assumption that the Republic was going to get in his business and try to detriment to his, what he was trying to do and everything. And the fact that the Mandalorians are so spread out, there's like nothing centralized about them. That's a little different from the lore, but I'm wondering if that's just something that happened post-Empire. Can't really say I disagree with any statements and stuff. Definitely was a filler episode. Maybe towards the end, it might pan out that we understand what that little moment is. Showing the dark side of the child a bit also. I mean, they were straight up eating the babies. Like, what the hell?
But I'm just going to say I did not like this episode. And if you compare it with episode 2 from the first season, that I think that was the Mudhorn episode. I mean, that was just a very good story building episode that you saw how good the Mandalorian was. And this one, I don't know what was going on. Like, other than I knew from the time that the frog showed up that, yes, this is going to be an escort mission. And maybe it might be a 5-minute escort mission, but no, it lasted the whole duration of the episode. And I hope this leads to better things and this does not happen again. It definitely wasn't a character building episode. It was just more of a waste of time.
That's well, hopefully this planet that he escorted this frog woman to, I mean, the only reason why he's escorting her is because he believed there's a Mandalorian conclave there. So hopefully he runs into some Mandalorians, maybe.
I hope so. Because I haven't seen...
Yeah, it has to be some type of payoff for this escort mission. Something has to happen.
Man, has anyone seen the teaser for the next episode or anything like that? Or is there one out?
Nope, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I didn't really see the teaser for this one. Usually show teasers maybe a couple days after the release of the episode. I could have sworn they did that last season. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't think they really do promos anymore.
Like, last season was his first season. So they probably did promos to keep people intrigued and keep them wanting to tune in. But now since The Mandalorian did so well, I think people are going to automatically tune in, feel they may not have to do that, which I think they still should do that, because for a person that's not really into Star Wars but is watching this, you still got to cater to them as well. Like, for us, we like Star Wars, so we're going to watch this regardless. You know, I look forward to it. I mean, don't worry about us. We're going to watch it regardless. But for the ones that aren't really that deep into Star Wars lore, you may want to still put out teasers just to get them like, ooh, this is what's coming up next. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, this is part of something we could probably discuss later, but I'm still trying to figure out, how does Sasha Banks play into all of this? Is she supposed to be a Jedi or something? Does anyone know?
The rumor was that she's playing the Jedi or somebody associated with the Jedi.
What's that girl's name? What's that girl's
name? Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, is she supposed to be in this too?
Yep, that's all everybody's waiting on. So she's playing Ahsoka.
Yeah, she's Ahsoka or whatever.
Ahsoka.
Tatanka from
WWE. You just fucking butchered her name.
Yeah.
That's all right. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to see what she looks like.
All right. Well, let's go to scores. So, Big Mike?
I'll give it a 7. Episode wasn't bad. I just filler episode. So I was just sitting there kind of like, yeah, I could do without this one for real. Kind of weird because I watched the season one going into the first episode of season two. And even though I knew what was happening, I didn't skip any episodes. I feel like if I watched this season back, I would literally skip episode two.
Jay?
I agree with Mike. I would give this 7. And I was literally about to say the exact same thing. If I was to watch this whole season over, I would skip this episode. If anything, I would watch this beginning when he got ambushed and then be like, okay, next, and then just move on to the next episode. So
last episode, he fought the creature. This episode, he fights another creature. Same thing happened in the second episode of the first season. He fought another creature. How many times are you going to keep doing the same thing? But Matt?
I'd give the episode a 6. I mean, it really didn't have to be shown. I'm just sad now there's only 6 more episodes. And I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one that felt it, but when that little egg opened the way it did, kind of reminded me of Aliens.
I kind of thought about that too a little bit.
He walked up to the egg. I knew he was going to dig in and eat whatever was in that.
Greedy little motherfucker.
Pretty much
everything.
He just eats everything. He ate the spider. He eats the eggs. I'm like, that's just one hungry kid. So a 6, just it didn't have to be made. But
all right, Keith.
I'm going to give this a 7. I'll watch it again. It was part of the series. And I agree, it didn't really give anything new. Nice seeing X-Wings and the 2 Starfighter pilots kind of digging in there. But I think I realized what I didn't like. I didn't like that how awkwardly paced it was. It didn't fit with Star Wars, honestly. I mean, the Western vibe that they're taking this stuff from didn't really fit in that too much. So, but other than that, I mean, like I said, it's Star Wars. It's The Mandalorian. Doesn't detract from the season or the series. But like I said, it's not the best out there. So I'll give it a 7.
Say this is a 6. Really didn't do anything for me. Really a waste of time in the context of the second season and even the first season. It's probably my least favorite episode